Welcome to the Daily Bag Podcast, and my name is Tommy Israel. My mother did not give me that name. I gave myself that name with the hope that I could live by it, stand by it. When it's all said and done, I lived up to it. Let's get right down to it. Count your blessings, man. Count your blessings, man. I mean, when you're feeling down, count your blessings. Now, I am telling you, when you're feeling up, count your blessings. When you just neutral, riding on the train or riding in your car, or riding on the bus or laying in the bed or walking down the street, count your blessings, bro. I am telling you, you ever want to feel grateful? Count your blessings. You want to feel grateful? Look at somebody. It's pouring in New York right now today. I don't pick this podcast. You know me. I don't put them out. I just record. And it comes out when it comes out, man. It might come out a month later. It might come out a week later. It might come out the next day. But when I tell you something, I release it. I'm telling you right now, it is pouring in New York. And it's been pouring since 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's been pouring. It's about 5 p.m. right now. And I'm talking, it's been constant downpour. There is people living in the parks in New York. These immigrants that came. God bless their soul. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. They're stuck in this Thompson Square Park. And it's just raining, bro. It's just raining, man. It's just raining. And this is happening. And then let's think about the kids in Palestine that's just starving. Okay? Let's think about the kids in Palestine that's just starving. Okay? Let's think about the kids in Congo, Africa that's just starving, that's just dying, the women getting raped and just slaughtered. Count your blessings, man. Count your blessings, man. I know. Believe me, I know, brother. Sister, I know you got issues. I know you got problems. I know. But count your blessings, man. I know you want to make so much more money. I know. I know you might be sick. I understand. But count your blessings, man. When you look at other people's situations, it enlightens you. It enlightens you. You look at these people's situations, it enlightens you. The violence that takes place in this world, it enlightens you. The things that's happening all over this world, it enlightens you to count your blessings. I ask you from the heart to count your blessings. Remember, this is a conversation with myself, and I give you the warrant and the permission to listen in, because I'm really telling myself as I go through what I go through to count your blessings. Count your blessings. I'm looking at the issues. I was in the marsh yesterday, and I'm looking over at the pain in the brother's eyes. It's Ramadan, so I know he's hungry. But on top of the hunger of his sacrificing, on top of the hunger, the pain of having nowhere to go, even after he breaks the fast. Okay, we've been fasting from 5 o'clock in the morning, and at 7 p.m., all of those hours, maybe 17, 18 hours later, after he finally gets a sip of water, finally gets some food that the mosque will distribute to him. The brothers come together. He still has nowhere to go after that. Back into that cold park where the rain will begin to fall on him. Count your blessings, man. Count your blessings. This is how I get through adversity. I count my blessings. I am grateful for what I have, and I don't have much. But I have me, and I have my soul. I have the little that I have to help me have hope. And when you have hope, that hope is the light. Hope is the light. Hope is the light. Hope is the light that you get to see something at the end of that tunnel. That man, even with the darknesses in his eyes and his soul, that I looked at him and the crust on his face and the clothes that I saw that he wore, that he might even had on for days, if not months. But he had to have some glimpse of hope, some glimpse of light for him to just to continue to carry on. If he can have that in his situation with nowhere to return to, no home to go, no food of promise for tomorrow, and he has some hope, I know you can have some hope. I know you got some kind of hope. You better have a bright light. If he got some kind of light, you better have a bright light. If he got some kind of light, you gotta have a bright light. You're not going through that. But you're going through something. I respect it, and I understand that you're going through something. But you better count your blessings. You better count your blessings, because if you ain't going through nothing, if you ain't going through nothing, it's a good chance at that point they're wheeling you over to the call room, to the morgue, and the funeral home is coming to get you. So you better be glad you're going through something. You better be glad you got some kind of pain, because pain is just the cost of the price of living. That's all it is. Count your blessings. With that, I'm gone. That's a conversation with myself, and I give you the warrant and permission to listen in as I just try to motivate myself and go through what I go through and get through what I get through. I just keep throwing darts. I keep throwing darts, and I keep turning on the light, and I keep looking for my hope, and I keep looking in the mirror, and I tell myself I love you. And if I could tell myself I love me after all I done did to me, I know I can say I love you, because all you do is support me. With that, I'm gone. My name is Tommy Israel, and this is the Daily Bag Podcast. Gone.